The Independent Audit Committee was established by charter and receives audit reports and other information from the Denver Audit Office. The committee strives to bring greater clarity, transparency, and accountability to Denver's city government and its residents. It is also responsible for commissioning an annual audit of the city's annual comprehensive financial report. This committee is chaired by Auditor Timothy M. O'Brien.
July 17th, meeting of the Independent Audit Committee to order. Amy?
Sure. Jack Blumenthal?
Here.
Leslie Mitchell?
Here.
Frank Rowe?
Here.
Jim O'Brien?
Here. We do have a quorum. Good morning, everyone. The next item on our agenda is to approve the June meeting minutes. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I so move.
Second.
Thank you. Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Next item, briefing on the Denver Zoo Conservation Alliance outdated infrastructure audit. Peter, I'd like you to introduce yourself and your staff, and then I will ask the people from the Zoo Conservation Alliance. That's a lot of words. Used to just be the zoo. to introduce yourself, and if you have any opening remarks, this would be a good time.
Thank you, Tim. Good morning, Audit Committee members and representatives from the Denver Zoo Conservation Alliance. My name is Peter Ulrich, Information Systems Audit Manager, and we will be discussing the results of our outdated infrastructure audit of the Denver Zoo. Before we begin, I'd just like to introduce my team, then I'll hand it over to the zoo to introduce themselves. On my left, I have Nick Jimraglu, Information Systems Audit Lead, and Dave Hancock, Audit Systems Audit Senior, who is on previously scheduled vacation. Dean, would you like to introduce your team?
Yeah, Dean Paulson, Senior Director of IT at Denver Zoo Conservation Alliance.
Hey, Greg Boches, CFO. I don't know if you want to do the opening remarks now or, yeah. So I've been at the zoo for about a year, and Dean has been there quite a bit longer than I have. So when I came in, one of the things I noticed was just the amount of work that Dean and his team have put into ensuring that we have a quality systems, processes in place. All the IT work is, Dean's had his hands in most of it over the years. I'm really proud of the work that they do for the zoo and for the community.
All right. Thank you. Let's get started.
Before we get started, I also want to thank Dean and his team and Greg for their time and being cooperative and transparent with our request. On page one of the report, there are several risks associated with the use of outdated infrastructure. Those are security, innovation, increased maintenance, and loss of productivity. From a security standpoint, outdated systems do not receive security updates from the vendor, potentially creating vulnerabilities that cannot be corrected. These are inviting targets for cyber criminals. Without the latest security updates, successful cyber attacks can become more likely, potentially leading to compromised systems, data loss, increased cost, and reputational damage. According to the 2024 Verizon Data Breach Report, exploiting vulnerabilities from outdated infrastructure was the third most used attack method in 2024, representing a 180% increase from 2023. In terms of productivity, aging hardware and unsupported software often experience performance issues, compatibility problems, and increased downtime leading to waste. This can frustrate employees, slow down critical processes, and ultimately may hinder the organization's ability to meet its goals effectively. A study by Gartner, a research and advisory firm, shows time when the IT systems are unavailable. It may cost an organization anywhere from $5,600 to $9,000 per minute, depending on the industry. Another study by Moldstud, a research firm specializing in IT consultancy and development, found maintenance of outdated infrastructure leads to 3+ hours per day of wasted effort by employees. Frequent disruptions can harm zoo patrons' satisfaction and create reputational damage. New software and cutting-edge products often require up-to-date infrastructure to function effectively. Organizations with outdated systems are unable to leverage the full power of the latest technology, limiting its ability to create innovative solutions that could better serve its mission, community members, and other stakeholders. At the bottom of page two, we use multiple standards to identify the processes the organization should perform to appropriately manage outdated infrastructure. Those standards are the National Institute Standards of Technology, Special Publication 853A, Revision 5, Payment Card Industry Data Security Standards 4.0, and the Center for Internet Security Critical Security Controls Version 8.0. The National Institute of Standards and Technologies Publication 853A, Revision 5, provides guidance for organizations to manage end-of-life infrastructure in SA22. SA22 defines two controls. Replace system components when support for the component is no longer available from the developer, vendor, or manufacturer, or provide the following options for alternative support for continued support using unsupported components using in-house support or support from an external provider. As of March 31st, 2025, Payment Card Industry Data Security Standards 4.0 requires organizations to review in-scope hardware and software every 12 months. The requirements list four items for an organization to perform, including at least the following. Analysis that technologies continue to receive security fixes from vendors promptly. Analysis that technologies continue to support and do not prevent the entity's PCI DSS compliance. Documentation of any industry announcements or trends related to a technology, such as when a vendor has announced end-of-life plans for technology. Documentation of a plan approved by senior managers to remediate outdated technology, including those for which vendors have announced end-of-life dates. The Center for Internet Security Critical Controls, version 8.1, Safeguard 1.1, titled Establish and Maintain Detailed Enterprise Asset Inventory, states, organizations should establish and maintain an accurate, detailed, up-to-date inventory of all enterprise assets with the potential to store or process data, and to review and update the inventory of all enterprise assets biannually or more frequently. The safeguard also provides a listing of IT types of IT equipment which should be inventoried, which includes the IT equipment we review. From the standards, we created this visual representation of the process on page five, highlighting that the actions taken are circular in nature and should be a continual business process as vendors constantly update their products and announce end-of-life dates. An organization should track and monitor information technology equipment. This first step is critical to the process as an organization cannot tell what they should replace if they do not know what they have. The next step is organizations should monitor and identify when their IT equipment is nearing end of life. Using the information in the first step of the process, the organization should follow their vendor's announcements for when they are no longer going to support the IT equipment or software and identify those assets. After identifying when the IT equipment or software is reaching end of life, then the IT team should report the date to leadership and begin having conversations about risk management and budgeting. Once the IT team reports the outdated infrastructure to leadership, then leadership should make risk management and budget decisions. Leadership can replace the equipment, place complementary controls in place to reduce the risk, or accept the risk of outdated infrastructure. Once leadership has made their decisions to replace, remediate, or accept the outdated infrastructure, then the IT team actions the items by performing the actions leadership directed them to perform. The audit objective was to evaluate technology that is approaching end of life at the zoo and at other agencies. This includes assessing the city's proactive strategies and planning, evaluating to what extent city systems are patched and updated in a timely manner. For the purposes of this audit, we defined infrastructure as laptops, desktops, computers, tablets, cell phones, networking equipment, servers, operating systems, and software. Cisco defines end of life as a process that guides the final business operations associated with the product lifecycle. The lifecycle process consists of a series of technical and business milestones and activities that, once complete, make the product obsolete. Once obsolete, the product is not sold, manufactured, improved, repaired, maintained, or supported. We will use end of life and outdated interchangeably in this report and presentation and are expected to mean the same thing. Our objective included the five processes from the wheel we discussed in the previous slides. We assessed how the zoo tracks and monitors information technology assets, evaluated the monitoring and identifying of assets reaching end of life, reviewed the reporting of end of life assets to management, evaluated the process for making risk management and budget decisions, analyzed the process to remediate, accept, or replace end of life assets. We determined whether each of these processes existed and whether they were effective in managing end of life equipment. Our scope was to assess the effectiveness of the Denver Zoo's Conservation Alliance's processes for managing outdated infrastructure and included the information from 2023 through March 2025. Are there any questions from the audit committee or the zoo at this time?
Well, let's continue.
I'll turn it over to Nick.
Great. Thank you, Peter. Good morning. Our finding starts on page 6. The Denver Zoo Conservation Alliance is appropriately managing its outdated infrastructure. It's a challenge to completely remove it, but in the places where they have outdated infrastructure, it's minimal, is being used appropriately, and they have risk managed the exposure to vulnerabilities. One of the attributing successes of this is that the Denver Zoo's culture has a good top to bottom and bottom to top understanding. Funding the replacement of outdated infrastructure, which is usually where other organizations struggle, is not an issue with the Denver Zoo. We found no evidence that its budget requests for outdated infrastructure were rejected. So culturally, this sets the Denver Zoo for success in managing its outdated infrastructure. While we found that the Denver Zoo is appropriately managing its outdated infrastructure, we also found a few opportunities for improvement. On page 6, finding 1 states the Denver Zoo Conservation Alliance is managing the risk of outdated infrastructure, but processes can be improved. When we tested the Denver Zoo's inventory, we found 882 pieces of IT equipment comprising computers, mobile devices, networking equipment, servers, and other IT devices. On page 7 of the report is a breakdown of these assets. It comprises of 427 computers, 303 network devices, 120 mobile devices, 29 servers, and 3 other devices. When we examined the Denver Zoo's IT inventory for end of life, we found 12 instances of outdated infrastructure. On page 8, we have operating systems. We found 531 of the 533 operating systems being used are still supported by the vendor and receiving security updates. The 2 operating systems that are not supported by the vendor are installed on computer equipment that is powered off and ready to be disposed of. Computers and mobile devices. We found the Denver Zoo replaces the computers and mobile devices every 5 years to ensure that the hardware can support the latest operating system. Networking equipment. We found 300 of the 303 pieces of networking equipment are still supported by the vendor and receiving security updates. As these approach end of life, the Denver Zoo's IT team is managing the risk by replacing the equipment as needed. The remaining 3 of the 303 pieces of networking equipment are not connected to the network, remote access is disabled, and the equipment is powered off, reducing the risk of the equipment being compromised. Servers. We found that 24 of the 29 servers at the Denver Zoo are virtual servers running on supported hardware and have the latest operating systems installed to ensure it is receiving critical security updates from the vendor. The remaining 5 of the 29 servers have reached end of life, but they're powered off and are only used as a tertiary disaster recovery backup solution to continued operations in the event of a disruption to the primary and secondary systems. Of the equipment that falls under the other category, we found that all 3 are still supported by the vendor and are receiving critical security updates. Starting at page 10, one of the places we found some opportunity for improvement was in their asset inventory. This is a challenge for many organizations, and you almost never find 100% complete and accurate inventory. When they installed one of their management tools, ManageEngine, it is not installed on all of the old legacy equipment. ManageEngine is a critical component to answering the question, how can you manage your outdated infrastructure if you don't know what you have? When we tested the Denver Zoo's inventory, we found one of the 25 samples tested did not have a corresponding record in its inventory. This was a mobile device that did not have the required software to communicate with the management software. On page 11 of the report, we have recommendation 1.1, which reads, the Denver Zoo Conservation Alliance should perform a reconciliation of IT equipment database with its IT equipment management software records. Then decide whether any equipment not currently being managed should be retired or have the software installed, allowing it to be tracked by the management software. The Denver Zoo has agreed with this recommendation with an implementation date of September 30th, 2025. Are there any questions from the audit committee or the Denver Zoo?
Any additional comments? I mean, do you agree?
Yeah, we're hoping to be done earlier. I think it was a good exercise, and we're going through some of that legacy equipment that was, you know, not critical infrastructure, but get it in our management platform as soon as we can or replaced.
Great.
Starting on page 11, the other place we found some opportunity for improvement was in its policies and procedures. We did not find where it was defined what outdated infrastructure was. Some organizations might define it as when the vendor stops providing spare parts, while another definition might be when the vendor no longer provides security updates, just to give a couple of examples. When we spoke with the IT team, they have a good definition, however, it's not documented in policy. The risk of not defining outdated infrastructure is if there is a change to the team, that individual may have a different standard as to what this means. The other part of this sub-finding is related to documenting the risk acceptance for outdated equipment that remains in the field. For example, they have an outdated switch which is powered off and only used in the rare instance that the primary and secondary switches fail. This temporary solution allows a continued operations while they work to replace the failed switches. We agree that this is an acceptable solution, but it's not documented in the process for outdated infrastructure that continues to remain in use. On page 12 of the report, we have recommendation 1.2, which reads, the Denver Zoo Conservation Alliance should update its policy by documenting the definition of what outdated infrastructure is and how the risk is accepted and documented for outdated infrastructure to reduce the risk of knowledge loss from staff turnover. The Denver Zoo has agreed with this recommendation with an implementation date of September 1st, 2025. Does the audit committee or the Denver Zoo have any questions or comments?
Anything in addition?
Yeah, no, we've actively updated the policies for around what we were currently doing, and I think it's absolutely appropriate to accurately document what we're doing in our policies to reflect our risk acceptance and so forth.
Terrific. Yeah.
I'd like to make a comment, and that is this is the best implementation schedule that I've seen in the last, my entire time on the audit committee, which means that wherever you were before the recommendations, you've been doing a really good job, and that you've really taken this seriously. And I want to really commend you for it.
I appreciate that. Yeah, thank you very much.
And the fewest recommendations I've ever seen. I kept looking for more. obviously, I didn't download the whole report. So congratulations.
Awesome. I appreciate that.
I think it speaks very highly of you, of your department, of the finance office, management, and your board. So congratulations.
Yeah, I've always felt super supported at the Denver Zoo and what we needed to do and keep things up to date as best we can.
Yeah, but you're doing it.
Yeah.
that's really the key. It's the culture over there is both from the top. This is not acceptable. And we need to limit exposure. And they've made some good strategy choices, such as moving a lot to SaaS products and reducing the amount of infrastructure that they have to manage. So with a small team that Dean does have, because they've made some of those strategic choices, it makes his life more realistic to obtain what he's doing and achieve the excellence he's doing over there.
Appreciate that.
I would echo all the comments that have been made, the positive comments that have been made, and you know, congratulate you on doing a fine job. So thank you.
Thank you.
Any other comments? Any closing remarks? We'll welcome you back.
It was a great learning experience as well. I hope that there's lots of improvements we can make or learn from. So I think it's been great working with Peter and Nick on this process.
Well, there's one other thing I might want to ask is if given the responses by some of the other auditees, if you could come here and attend some of the meetings and do some training sessions for them, it would be very welcome.
I appreciate that.
Thank you. All right. Thank you very much. Our next agenda item is general business. Our next committee meeting will be here in the Parr Whitener Room on Thursday, August 21st at 9 o'clock. Next item is to adjourn into executive session. We have some confidential audit topics to discuss with the committee. And with that, I'd like to accept a motion to go into executive session.
I so move.
Second.
Any objection? We are in executive session.